rings. Several colors twisted together, that I was supposed to wear on my wrist. It would let me pass through the spells, no more confused than my usual state. "Be careful," he told me. "I change these spells every day now that you're working smoke regular. I don't want nobody stumbling in there while you're out of body. Especially not the Radisha." That made sense. There was no calculating smoke's value. No instrument for espionage this valuable had ever existed before. We did not dare risk compromising him. The old man gave me a list of regular checks he wanted made. These included keeping a close watch on Blade. He didn't use that information immediately, though. I supposed he was laying back, letting Blade gain confidence, and occasionally letting Blade deal with our religious problem children for us, too. I didn't ask, but I'm sure the policy was coolly deliberate. The priesthoods provided our main political challenges. Made sense to me, too. To use them up, keeping Blade from getting too strong. I had my personal list of investigations, too. Some meant to satisfy my own curiosity. Most to get straight events that needed to be recorded in the annals. I spent about 10 hours a day just working on the books. I rise, write, eat, write, visit smoke, write, sleep for a little while, then get up and do it all again. I don't sleep long or well because I don't care to tarry in the House of Pain. Uncle Doge has decided not to return to his swamp. Likewise, Mother Gota. They stay out of my way, mostly. But they're always here. Always watching. They have expectations. The new phase of the war is here. They've decided to play a part. They mean the cruelty of the deceivers to be requited by the cruelty of the Nguyen Bao. One of the big problems of espionage I've discovered is figuring out where to look for the information you want. When I need to know something for the annals, I usually have an idea when things happened, where and who was involved. It's a chance to flit off and double-check my memory, which I found to be astonishingly unreliable. Apparently, none of us really remember anything exactly the way it happened. And often, the divergence is proportional to the amount of ego and wishful thinking we've invested. One Eye has his ego problems, of course. Maybe they're why he won't let me wander through his arms factory. If it does not have something to do with guarding his ledgers from outside scrutiny, I will spy on him, now that he plans to close down soon. One Eye carries a lot on his old shoulders. Among the things he does is he acts as a sort of minister of armaments. He has a whole fortified section of town